Since we're moving into the first week of October, it's time to begin increasing our wheat seeding rates. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. And as we're moving into this first week of October, we need to start increasing our wheat seeding rates. This is really to help make up for the reduced number of fall tillers and the less extensive secondary root system that the later planted wheat will have. For Northwest Kansas, we recommend increasing your wheat seeding rate about 10 pounds per week starting that first week of October. This is based on starting with 60 to 65 pounds during the optimum planting time from September 10th to September 30th. So for the first week of October, we're increasing that wheat seeding rate from 60 to 65 pounds up to 70 to 75 pounds per acre. So what does that really equal in seeds per acre? Now, if we had 15,000 seeds per pound and you normally plant at that 60 pound per acre rate, you're planting roughly 90,000 seeds per acre. So if we increase that by around 10 pounds to about 70 pounds per acre, you'll then be planting 1,050,000 seeds per acre for the first week of October. Now I have a table with the seeds per acre based on your seeds per pound and the pounds per acre posted on our K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. Now, what if you don't know the exact seeds per pound that your seed is? In general, if I don't know, I use in that neighborhood of about 15,000 seeds per pound. Now, I looked over some historical data that I've collected from some wheat samples that we've sent in over the last several years, and the average for that is about 15,500 seeds per pound. So if you're planting certified seed, you'll already know this number because it'll be printed on that blue label that you got when you picked up your certified seed. Finally, the highest seeding rates that we should go in western Kansas is around 90 pounds for dry land and 120 pounds for irrigated, based on that 15,000 seeds per pound. This is really no matter how late we're really drilling wheat. You may also need to increase your seeding rate in no-till field situations with that really fresh, heavy residue, like maybe you'd picked some wet corn off of that field. This is really to ensure that there's enough seeds that get good seed-to-soil contact. In this situation, I'd increase that seeding rate 10 to 15 pounds to really account for the seeds that are not in the best seed-to-soil contact situation. So let's quickly recap. Be ready to start increasing your wheat seeding rates this week. We recommend increasing by roughly 10 pounds per week. This is to the maximum of 90 pounds of wheat on dry land and 120 pounds on irrigated wheat. If you'd like to know how this converts to seeds per acre, check out that chart that I have posted on our K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website. If you have any other questions, please get a hold of me, Jeannie Falk-Jones, at the K-State Extension offices in Sharon Springs, Goodland, or St. Francis, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also see what I've been finding out in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.